For every challenge he faces, Bills linebacker Lorenzo Alexander finds the strength to overcome obstacles in a way that is unmatched. 5 NFL teams, 149 NFL games, and hundreds of community service events since entering the league, Zoe has found a way to turn fans into family.
Everything that I do, I like to put all my energy and effort into it, whether it's hanging out with you guys, playing with you, playing football on Sundays.
Hit hard and drop. Whoa! And oh, baby, what a hit by Lorenzo Alexander.
Y'all see it?
The way I live life, I like to do it all at 100% because you never want to look back in life and have regrets.
Raised by a single mother and tempted by negative decisions throughout his life, he is on a mission to change the lives of young men and women who seek direction from a positive influencer. Sorry, I just need to wipe my eye.
I had so many people invest themselves, whether it was time, money, words, into my upbringing. No matter if I was a teacher, lawyer, or, you know, now I happen to be an NFL player, I think I would have eventually probably reached that same end goal, just wanting to serve the community that I was living in.
Were you doing books, playing ball? You control your energy and the effort you give to it, all right? I mean, I think the best part is just paying it forward and giving them some wisdom or insight or some hope as far as what their future can be. So I just like to be a part of that process. Once you become successful, because all you guys are going to do that, go to college, get a good, great job, come back to your hometown or wherever you're from and community and always give back. Okay? You guys can promise me that? All right, cool.
So this is the Bills nomination for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. Since joining the Bills in 2016, Lorenzo Alexander has achieved a number of career milestones. He set a career high in sacks with 12.5 in 2016.
He's in trouble. He is dropped. It is Lorenzo Alexander who dropped him.
Get off the field.
I went to the Rams game in L.A., and he had 3 sacks in that one game. And after, I said, what are you doing differently? And he was like, I'm not doing anything differently. I'm just out on the field. Like, I'm getting the opportunity. And that's all it was. He just needed to be out there.
I really kind of, I think, shocked a lot of people because a lot of people had never know me in that aspect of that role.
It's amazing for someone to be 12 plus years in the league and still have that kind of drive to still want to do it, and the drive to want to do more, which I think is huge, which I think a lot of us are learning from. And then when you see him and Manjanique, their kids, and you just see how lovely of a family he has. For me, I'm starting a family of my own, you know, it's almost a great role model.
Really love being a dad. I mean, I have 4 babies, you know, one that's in college and one that's 3. I went to Mason's class last year and read to him and his classmates.
Hello, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Everybody doing good today?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you guys wrestle?
Yes.
Yep, wrestle all the time. And then he has a little brother, too, that gets into the fun.
Yeah, but he Miles. Always cries.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Or do you cry?
He cries.
Oh, okay. That's probably the hardest thing when you're in season, because your sons, they want to wrestle, and I'm like, man, I just finished playing the game. it's been a real joy and a lot of fun, and just look forward to seeing them continue to grow and continue to learn things and figure things out. That's probably the best thing when they, oh, that's what he meant.
The 2017 NFL season has been characterized by what many consider polarizing decisions. Alexander did not shy away in times of adversity, but instead used his platform to bring constructive conversation. He currently mentors a local inner-city high school football team about making good decisions on and off the field.
I'm going to give y'all my phone number. We can FaceTime, you know, play Madden or whatever over the summer.
What about this summer if we do something?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, over the summer.
The ride down here went smooth and all that?
Yep.
All right, cool.
Get us color visors.
Color visors? See, man, now y'all going to another level now. So when school start out, I'll be coming back up there to holler at you cats and stuff, all right?
Yeah, they came out to training camp I was able to make it out to one of their games this year and then went over to practice a couple of times to speak to them as well. Just being able to mentor them, show up, talk to them, they know who I am, come out, support them, go to a couple of their games. I think that means a lot more as far as when you want to speak some wisdom into their lives.
I remember being in high school and being silly, doing all the crazy stuff. But at the same time, we got to be able to differentiate between what's silly and having fun or that real life stuff.
Now they have some type of trust factor, some type of experience with you, and understand that you're trying to help them versus just being this outsider coming in and speaking at them. You're speaking, you know, to them because they can relate to you.
When there's a time in need, there's a time for us to kind of step up, and that's what he's always been doing. And when you have someone on your team who's always doing that, you really start to notice and start to see how great of a person they are.
He's done this for 13 years. He has served the community wherever it is that we are. It really is his passion in life, and I realized that on one of our first dates because he constantly was asking how, you know, what would you do? How would you help me if we could, you know, give back?
We really want to be a part of something that really changes cities that we come from as well as here in Buffalo.
For the incredible contributions he has made to the community, his leadership within the Bills organization, and for the overall selfless man that he is, the Buffalo Bills are proud to nominate Lorenzo Alexander for the 2017 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Congrats. I mean, I know him. I already know all this. So, I mean, it's cool when other people see it, but I see it every day. I know who he is. He's pretty awesome.
Thank you.